Yes, welcome, loves. It is Power Lay on News Radio 930 WBEN. Wow, some wicked rainstorms and cracking of thunder across parts of western New York right now. Only wish it was nighttime so I could open up all the windows and watch lightning storms. Don't you love watching lightning storms? Hey, as long as nobody's house or nobody's person is hit by the lightning, or, God forbid, your airplane taking off doesn't get hit by lightning, thunder and lightning storms, just do it for me. Like you wouldn't believe just the natural wonder of meteorology. And I want you to stay listening to News Radio 930 WBEN all day today, because we will have an opportunity for you to win a $50 gas card from our friends at Signals Discount Tobacco, Gas, and Food in Irving and Kilbuck. Now, as you are well aware, and don't call now on that. I will definitely make it really obvious when you are to call. Is that fair enough? Good. Okay. Now, as you know, this week we have spent quite a bit of time talking about D-Day, and rightfully so. Our David Bellavia, Medal of Honor recipient, he was in Normandy all this week and did as much as he possibly could on the air while at the same time paying proper respects to the 80th anniversary of D-Day. And obviously, the interest you have in World War II is every bit as intense as we talked about it yesterday. We had talked about it earlier this week, and even did an hour or so last week on World War II. But D-Day marked the beginning of the end on the Western Front for Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Now, we are going to be doing a trip in September through conservativetours.com, which is going to highlight the ascendancy of the Nazi Party and how everything that happened in the 1920s in the areas we are going to be visiting directly led up to the events we talked about at great length yesterday. And joining us right now with more information and details on the trip, we are delighted to have from conservativetours.com, Ken Chase, who himself, and if you could bring him up, Tanner, who himself is in Europe as we speak. Ken, you're a very well-traveled man. What part of the world are you in as we speak?
Well, we just came off of Utah Beach here in Normandy. We're here for, as we always are, for the June 6th festivities, for the commemorations. We did Utah Beach, Sainte-Marie-Église, today, and a little village called Sainte-Marie-du-Mont, which is in that neck of the woods. A lot of restrictions over here due to the 25 heads of state who were in town mostly yesterday, and but the weather is great, and again, it's a special time anytime when you're in Normandy on the D-Day beaches, but right now is extra special because it's very festive, as you may have heard from David.
Yeah, very festive. I mean, a mix of celebratory activities and also commemorative activities to properly mark the sacrifices of those who gave their lives in the D-Day landings. Now, we, with conservativetours.com, I'll be taking my daughter on this trip because apparently at this point in my life I'm unable to travel anywhere without my attorney or one of my attorneys present, so that's going to be good. I was hoping that we could possibly fit David Bellavia into overhead storage and that he could come along on this trip. Is there any chance of working that out with the airline?
Well, if you and I together can shove him in a little carry-on, I think we'll be fine.
He's not going to fit in a carry-on, but he is rippling and bulging with muscles. Now, obviously, there's a tremendous interest, Ken Chase, from conservativetours.com in the Second World War, and our itinerary features Munich, München, we'll see Mozart's Salzburg, Nuremberg, Frankfurt, Rothenburg, Neuschwanstein Castle, Dachau, Heidelberg, Berchtesgaden, Nymphenburg, the Alps at Zugspitze, Garmisch, and the rise and fall of Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And all of those events, well, many of those events, obviously, not Mozart, but many of those events led up to what we are commemorating this week. And can you talk about the World War II-themed destinations we are going to see with the amazing tour guide who is going to be going with us on this trip in September?
Yeah, well, the lovely Miss Lillian will be, she's encyclopedic in her knowledge of all things German, will be leading us for those 11 days. I will be with you to sort of supplement a little bit what our guests will be seeing and hearing. But and, of course, we'll have a few what we call licensed local expert guides. For example, when we do Dachau, and Dachau, we talked quite a bit about last week, because over here with the group I'm with right now, we do the Battle of the Bulge. We started with the Battle of the Bulge, and there was a certain, your guests may know this name, Joachim Peiper.
Oh, yes.
Yes, a key agitator participant in the Battle of the Bulge, and in fact, he was really tasked with being the spearhead to get to Antwerp by Adolf Hitler himself. And we talked about him quite a bit because of his role during the Battle of the Bulge, but also because of the trial, and the trial took place at Dachau regarding Malmedy, what we call in French Malmedy. The Malmedy
massacre.
And this
was the murder of American POWs by Piper's SS people.
That's right. That's right. And we visited those sites and we talked about him and his role and so forth. And the son of a gun, there were several Germans who were mostly SS who were convicted and sentenced to the death penalty at the Dachau trials, not to be confused with Nuremberg. But in fact, nobody, no penalty was actually carried out, and Peiper himself was released from prison about 10 years after the fact. So even though he was sentenced to death, the penalty was never carried out, nor was it for Sepp Dietrich, who was the overall commander.
Well, in 1976, those who will never forget, 1976, let's just say street justice was taken on Peiper, and he was blown up in his home all those years after the atrocities he'd committed.
That's right. Well, I tell you, you know, I can't wait, Tom, to be with you in Germany. As I told you before, I could go on any of the three tours that are running at the same time, and I choose to be on yours because I so love the itinerary. It's a beautiful blend of what we call the military battlefield side and a beautiful, as well as the beautiful side of Germany. Germany is such a beautiful, interesting, vibrant place to visit that few Americans know nearly as well as they know many other places in Europe. And this is a great example to sort of turn the tables and enjoy one of the greatest countries anywhere in the world, and that's beautiful Germany. And we're going to the most beautiful part, of course, which is southern Germany, which is Bavaria.
Now, focusing today on the World War II sites we are going to be seeing on this trip in September through conservativetours.com. I know we talked about this before, but can you remind people what exactly we're going to see that will take us back to Hitler's unsuccessful attempt at a coup d'etat during the so-called beer hall putsch of 1923? What will we see?
Okay, well, the beer hall putsch, the actual beer hall where the putsch took place, there's not much there to see. You don't really see it, but there, of course, Germany is full of beer halls. So we go over it with a professional guy. We go over the actual event, what happened there. And, of course, Munich was the headquarters. It was the belly of the beast, as Eisenhower called it, of the Nazi Party, of the movement itself. And it remained so during the years once Hitler took power. So it was a natural target for the Allies when the time came towards the end of the war. But there are so many sites, Königsplatz, in Munich itself. There is the Führerbau, which was built as Hitler's office. That building is still there. What happened there? I don't know how much time Adolf Hitler spent there, but let me tell you what did take place there. That is where there's one word in the English language that is synonymous with appeasement, and that's the word Munich. The Munich conference in September of 38 took place in this specific building. That building is still there. This is what you have when you go to Munich. There are all sorts of places. Of course, we call it the stroll, that where we point out different buildings, some that are in perfect original condition from the Nazi era, from the 20s and 30s, and some that have been, sort of disappeared, literally speaking. But either way, then we, of course, do Nuremberg. Nuremberg is full of history from the Nazi era. It's where all the great rallies took place, and many of those edifices, including the field itself, the podium, the grandstand, all of that is still there. And then there's the building that I like to refer to as the Colosseum, which is still there. It was modeled after the Roman Colosseum. It was where they were going to have these great rallies. It never was finished, but when you look at it, essentially, it looks like it's about 90% finished. So the Colosseum, the periphery of the building, is all there. That's another site we see. Then we go to Dachau. A lot of Dachau is still original and still there. Then, of course, we go to Berchtesgaden. Berghof, the eagle's nest. It's all, the words are kind of interchangeable, but the point is down south on the Austrian border is where Hitler's summer home was when he was a younger man. First, it was kind of a cottage. Then as he grew older and so forth, it developed. Then he became Chancellor and Führer, so it all became one massive complex on the side of the mountain. That's where the eagle's nest is. That's what we're going to see.
Now, the actual Berghof itself was destroyed by Allied bombs toward the end of the Second World War. So when we go there to the Eagle's Nest, what exactly is there to see as far as remnants of where all those movies were made?
That's right. That's because where we are, meaning where you are right now, not technically where I am, it's difficult to grasp this because we see the video when we see Adolf Hitler and his cohorts on that patio. Sometimes he's doing a little jig, consorting with his aides and so forth. And you see the beautiful, majestic Alps behind them. That's the Berghof. You're right. So the Berghof was bombed. It was damaged. It was not destroyed during the bombing at the end of the war, but Hitler had given an order to the SS on the way out of Dodge, you burn it to the ground. They tried to burn it. They lit it afire. It didn't burn to the ground. So like so many Nazi structures just after the war, the German government had to basically decide what to do with it. And that particular one, as you could certainly imagine, that one had so much symbolism that the German government wanted to get rid of it sooner rather than later. So all the Nazi symbols and structures and so forth, whether they were intact or like the Berghof had been damaged, the German government post-war eventually got rid of them. It took a lot of time. However, there's one building that was never hit there, in that compound on the side of the mountain, and that is the Eagle's Nest. So the Eagle's Nest is not the same building as the Berghof. The Berghof is gone. The Eagle's Nest, Hitler had visited probably 15, 16 times once it was built for him as a gift from Bormann. Mid-30s, Hitler visited it from time to time. It's just a beautiful structure. It's on just higher up on the mountain. That building is in perfect shape. We are taking you to the Eagle's Nest.
Ken Chase is with us right now on News Radio 930 WBEN. And just telling you, and we still have some openings, by the way, telling you about some of the World War II themed things we're going to see when we do Germany together. The trip leaves on September 8th, and we return on September 19th. The flight there, we will depart Buffalo, Niagara, and we will go to Charlotte, which is a fabulous airport from which to fly. On the way back, we will be going from Munich, is it, Ken, to Dallas, no. Texas?
Frankfurt to Dallas.
Frankfurt. Okay, to Dallas. And then from Dallas on to Buffalo, New York. And the price for this trip, and when you consider everything we're going to be doing and all the meals that are included, obviously you're going to get some free time. You're going to have a chance to buy some of your own meals and check out German cuisine, if you will. The price of this journey is absolutely, and this includes airfare. I can't stress that enough. It includes airfare and the price. Ken, I'm going to let you do the honors with the price because there's just no way this price is ever going to be beaten for such a long trip to Germany and so many historical things to see.
Yeah, that's right. And and one other point in that vein is that this is what we call an escorted tour, Tom. So from start to finish, you are being escorted by professionals. A lot of the guests who've reserved have never been to Germany, which is to be expected. As I said at the start, a lot of Americans, simply have not gotten around to going to Germany yet. They think of Italy, they think of France, they think of Ireland or Scotland and London and so forth, or Greece, but they don't necessarily get around to Germany. Well, it's wonderful to know that a professional licensed tour leader will be leading you, the lovely Miss Lillian. She is wonderful. I only work with Lillian in Germany with my groups because she is so lovable and so encyclopedic in her knowledge. She's wonderful. And that's an important point. And yes, but more to your question, the exact price, I believe, is $49.77 per person. And yes, that includes your airfare. So it's a great value. All our tours are always great values. And we have a few spots left. So I encourage any of your listeners who may want to join us to give us a call at 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. Look for the Bowerly event. And you can sign up online if you would like to.
Yeah, if you go to conservativetours.com, upcoming tours, you will see Munich, Mozart, Salzburg, Nuremberg, Heidelberg, which is actually where General George Patton died in hospital after his motor vehicle accident at the end of the Second World War. And Dachau, obviously a very sacred place. It was the first of the Nazi concentration camps, and it's where the murderous scumbags of the Third Reich learned their craft, and tens of thousands of people were murdered at Dachau by the Nazis. Dachau, the town itself, is actually quite beautiful, but the Dachau Memorial and Museum and site, very, very sobering. Ken Chase, I want to thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully we'll get some more folks to sign up for the tour because people have a great interest still in the Second World War, and they'll have a chance to see where everything got started. Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Tom. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Ken Chase from conservativetours.com. And again, the dates we're going to be leaving on September 8th, and we will return on September 19th. And it is going to be the trip of a lifetime. I've never been to Germany. My daughter's been there on several occasions. Coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN, a local controversy is flaring up, and it involves Lancaster, but it also might involve your school district, if not now, maybe in the past, possibly in the future. So we're going to talk about it on News Radio 930 WBEN.